Blog Talk Radio.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And the Word was God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Yes, we receive a double full restoration. God, tonight we receive a double full restoration into our lives of all that the enemy stole from us. All the goodies, all the good things of life that Satan and his cohort stole from our lives and ministries. We receive all of them back doubled. In the name of Jesus, Satan, you are a loser. Demons, 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 and wizards, you are all losers. In the name of Jesus, we are winners. We are overcomers. We are more than conquerors. Yes, greater is Christ that is in us than the devil that is in the world. In the name of Jesus Christ, O Messiah, because God is with us, who can be against us? Nobody. Yandoria. Jesus came to give us life and life more abundantly. We receive the life of Jesus. We receive the life of God, the Father, God, the Son, God, the Holy Ghost. We receive life and life more abundantly. Christ, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, came to give us life. Life more abundantly. We receive abundant life. Abundant life. Abundant life. Jesus gives to me. Abundant life. Abundant life. Abundant life Jesus gave to you. Abundant life. Abundant life. Abundant life Jesus gave to you. Abundant life. Abundant life. Abundant life Jesus gave to us. Abundant life. Abundant life. Abundant life Jesus gave to us. Karabasa. Yendoro Brogodoya. Ere Mosaya. Every spiritual and physical evil arrows. Evil arrows that our enemies are firing at us. God return them back to sender. Return all them back to send out the ones. Strike those who send them and let those ones be the ones who died in their own garments. In the name of Jesus, who that bigger the peace are falling to it. Yes, spiritual and physical evil arrows. go back to your senders and kill those who send you to us in the name of Jesus. Karabatra. The spirit of penury will return you back to sender. Jesus was rich, but he died poor on Calvary's tree, that we, his servants, have become rich. The spirit of penury, the spirit of poverty and hardship will return you to sender. Satan, you and your cohort, you are poor forever. In the name of Jesus, Christ has given us long life and prosperity. Yes, Jesus Christ of Nazareth has given us long life and prosperity. In the name of Jesus, may God take delight in the prosperity of his servants. That's the word of God in Psalm 35. Say, God is delighted in the prosperity of his servants. God wants his servants to prosper and be in good health even as their souls prosper. We receive that word into our life. In the name of Jesus, that is the word of God. We receive the word of God into our spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ, he maketh his minister flaming fire, fire about fire. Hebrews chapter 1 verse 7, God maketh his minister flaming fire. He maketh his minister flaming fire. Yes. God, make us flaming fires. God, make us your servants flaming fires of the Holy Ghost. Flaming fires of God. Flaming fires that are burning day and night to burn away Satan and all his cohorts. Burn away demons and evil spirits. Burn away witches and wizards. Burn away the occultic. Burn away sickness and disease. Burn away the power of darkness. Yes. We are the flaming fires of the Holy Ghost that burns day and night, morning, afternoon, evening, in the name of Jesus. We are the flaming fires of the Holy Ghost. We are burning day and night to burn away Satan and his demons and all the principalities and power, the spiritual wickedness in high places. We are the flaming fires of the Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Ah, help someone tell you not to play with fire. Hey, our God is a consuming fire. My God is a consuming fire. My God is a consuming fire. Our God is a consuming fire. My God is a consuming fire. Our God is a consuming fire. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, we thank God for today. And God is going to do a new thing today in the name of Jesus. You are all welcome to the Hour of Miracles radio and TV ministry presenting the Rema Bible College online. I tell you, God has been moving and speaking to us. Being the beginning of the year, we start with the Word of God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And the Word was God. So in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. In the very beginning. Now we are in January, the very beginning of the year. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God himself. I like that. That's John chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. Which means in the beginning was God. He is Alpha and Omega. Holy Spirit, bless your people through your word now. In the name of Jesus. Let it be you, Lord. Let it be you, Lord. Let it be you, Lord. God is Alpha and Omega, the very beginning and then the end. So in Genesis, he said, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. Let the firmament come forth, and it came forth. See, everything started with God, and everything is going to end with God. And the scripture saying, by him were all things created. Everything was made through him, and by him, and for him. And now, in the book of Joshua, chapter 1, look at from verse 3 to 8. You see, Moses had just gone to glory. And Joshua had to step in as the new leader. And God was commissioning Joshua in the book of Joshua, chapter 1. From verse 3, say, every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given you, as I said to Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, and the land of Hittites, to the great sea going to west, and shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. That's verse 5. Says, I will neither fail thee nor forsake thee. Then verse 6, say, be strong and of a good courage, for unto these people shall thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto thy father to give them. And now verse 7 says, only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that the law, which Moses my servant commanded thee, turn not from it to the right hand, nor to the left, that thou mayest prosper without whatsoever thou goest. Now, I want you to take particular note of verse 8, and I want you to underline verse 8. If you look at Joshua chapter 1, verse 8, now says, this book of the law, that is the word of God, the word of God, which is the book of the law, shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then shalt thou make thy way prosperous, and then shalt thou have good success. That's Joshua chapter 1, from verse 3 to 8. Who is the Joshua of today? We are the Joshua of today. We are the Moses of today. We are the Daniels of today. We are the Joseph of today. We are the ones God has promised. We are the seed of Abraham, because by the blood of Jesus, we are now of the lineage of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our DNA is the DNA of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. God made us in his own image and in his own likeness. And he has empowered us to live on earth as kings and priests of the Most High God. Now Moses has gone, and now it was Joshua. And it has always been like that. Some generation are going, another generation is tapping in. And now what was the encouragement God was giving to Joshua? He said, be thou courageous. I will neither fail thee nor forsake thee. God is not interested in us failing. God is not a God that fails people. Neither is a God that forsake his own. I will neither fail thee nor forsake thee. Which means the devil is the one that saves people. The devil is the one that makes people not to make it alive, not to make it, you know, the author of failure, the author of sin and sickness and disease. Satan and his cohort, they are the owners of poverty and hardship and frustration. But the scripture says Jesus came to give us life and life more abundantly. And then God said to Joshua, no one shall be able to resist you. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. The truth is, when God is with you, it makes all the difference. When God is on your side, like we started this year, we said, with God on your side, say, with men, it is impossible with men, but it is possible with God. Impossibility to the human strength is possibility to the Most High God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Possibility to the human strength is possibility to the Most High God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Impossibility to the human strength. It is impossible to the human strength. That is when it is possible to the Almighty. Then Jesus said, with man, it is not possible. Then he said, but with God, all things are possible when God is involved. I like that. How is it going to be? The mind of Joshua was being prepared in Joshua chapter 1. Don't be discouraged. Only be thou courageous. Only be strengthened, be encouraged, because you are going to meet discouragement on the way. There is so much discouragement. And you saw it in the way Achan, you know, made Joshua to almost fail. If not God, Achan would have made Joshua to face. So there's a lot of discouragement, a lot of frustration, a lot of disappointments, a lot of things that happen on the way. Then God told Joshua, only be thou courageous and don't you give up, because you are going to meet so many mountains. You're going to meet so many hardships and so many problems and so many difficulties on the way. Do not be discouraged. Only be thou courageous. And that statement was made about four times in Joshua chapter 1. Only be strong and be courageous. Only be strong and be courageous. Only be strong and be courageous. Which means you have to be strong. Be strong in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord. Put on the whole armor of God that you might be able to withstand all the fiery darts of the wicked. There are fiery darts of the wicked. Then the scripture says, put on the whole armor of God. Then it says, be strong in the Lord by the power of the Almighty. The first obstacle Joshua met was the wall of Jericho. It was not the crossing of the Jordan. The crossing of the Jordan was not a major obstacle, because all it took was just get the elders and the priests and the high priests marching through the River Jordan, and they crossed the River Jordan. And now the first obstacle was the walls of Jericho. That was the real main problem. If you get to conquer the land, quite all right, but here are the obstacles. The city walls are high, but we shall see them crumble. The giants may be there, but we shall see them crumble. Oh, yes. enter into Canaan, possess your possession. And I will go before you, say the Lord. This city was high, but we shall see the crumble. The giants may be there, but we shall see the crumble. I will go before you, say the Lord. Enter into Canaan, possess your possession. And I will go before you, says the Lord. This city was a high, but we shall see them crumble. The giants may be dead, but we shall see them crumble. I will go before you, says the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Be welcome, man of God, be welcome.
Thank you, Bishop.
Yeah, I'll hand over to you. Just give me like 5 minutes more. Yeah.
Okay.
So Joshua says the first obstacle in the wall of Jericho. The wall of Jericho was wall round because of enemies coming to intrude. So the wall Jericho round. And the wall is so thick and high that you can't penetrate the wall. If you have to penetrate that wall, you need retractors. You need caterpillars to pull down the walls of Jericho so that they can go in and conquer and take it over. So, number one obstacle. So, Joshua, you know, he applied the key that God gave him in Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. That key is a very powerful key. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. He said, thou shalt meditate on the word day and night, and observe to do all that is written therein. Then shalt thou make thy way prosperous, and then you shall have good success. That is a very powerful key every believer should memorize. The key to success is hidden in Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. The key to success, to victory, to triumphant living, the key is in Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. He said, thou shalt meditate on the word day and night, and it shall observe to do all that is written therein. Then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then you shall have good success. So if you want good success, here is the key, Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. So Joshua applied that key. He was by the wall of Jericho. He was meditating. How are we going to break down this wall, this problem, this trouble, this issue that is around us now? How do we solve it? These walls are very high. We don't have tractors to break them down. So Joshua was meditating. You know, he was using the key that God gave him in Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. God gave him a key. You shall meditate. Inside the meditation, the victory came. What was the victory? The Lord gave him clear revelation of how he was going to conquer the walls of Jericho. While he was meditating, the Holy Spirit began to communicate to him. God began to communicate to him how he was going to overcome the situation. How? You shall walk around the walls of Jericho 7 days. On the seventh day, you're going to walk around the walls 7 times. On the seventh time, you begin to blast the trumpet of victory, begin to shout the shout of victory. And the walls of Jericho came down. And that was how Joshua took over the city. And then they went on to conquer more cities and so on and so forth and so on and so forth. Ha! Rekabaya! Amblandaya kada! You are the Joshua of today. You are the one who applied the key. In Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, thou shalt meditate on the word, And then you get revelation knowledge. You get revelation from God how to overcome, how to triumph, how to prevail, how to win, how to make it, how to break through, how to succeed, and to prosper and be in good health, even as thy soul prosper. The key is Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. Thou shalt meditate on this word day and night. Then shalt thou make thy way prosperous, and then shalt thou have good success. I tell you, something has happened. In the realm of the spirit, something has happened. A key has been handed over to you right now. Begin to apply that key in this 2023, and that key will make you a winner, a victor, an overcomer, a triumphant. In the name of Jesus, you are not going through 2023 frustrated. You are not going through 2023 disappointed and disgraced. You are going through 2023 overcoming and triumphing. In the name of Jesus Christ, because of this key that has been handed to you tonight, victory is sure. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We give you praise. Thank you, Jesus. Something has happened in the realm of the spirit. Ayakadaya. There has been an impartation. So there's a release in the realm of the spirit. And those who understand, they have just received it. And I tell you, you will see what God will do in this 2023. In the name of Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Amen and amen and amen and amen. Yes, y'all welcome in the name of Jesus. We are privileged to have the man of God with us today, an apostle, an evangelist, a prophet. God has been using in Africa and different parts of the world, in Europe now. God has brought him to the United States. He's here with us, and he's going to bless us tonight with the word of God. Whatever God lay in his heart, maybe 30 minutes, maybe 45 minutes, maybe 1 hour, whatever. We are ready for you, man of God, apostle, prophet, Ivan. Over to you. For you to minister to us tonight. God bless you.
Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for today.
Yes.
We thank you for this opportunity, Father. We commit everyone under my voice into your hand. Father,
yes.
Touch our heart. Let a word that is coming punished into our heart. Let it be a doer of the word. Let everything that we are going to talk about benefit everyone on this platform. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen.
Amen.
Yo, beloved, my name is Prophet Evans. And today I just want to give us some advice for this year.
Yeah.
You know, we are in 2023. We are in the new season. And what I want to talk about is to attempt great things for God. That is to attempt great things for God. You know, this year, 2023, we need to attempt great things for God. We need to do mighty things for God. We need to do, you know, we are working every day. You know, we do our own thing. But this year, I want that to dedicate this year for God, and attempt great things for God. You know, when you read Daniel 11:32, it says that the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploit. So I want to emphasize today, preaching on the word do exploit.
Yeah.
You know, we need to do mighty things, like to attempt great things this year. If last year you are praying, let's say 1 hour or like 30 minutes, this year go beyond that.
Yes.
You know, at something beyond the normal thing you do always. Because if God is going to bless you, God is also looking up to you. That you have to also do something for him. It's not like all the time that we need something for God. Oh, God, we need this. We need money. We need car. We need houses. But this year, what are you also going to do for God? That is what I'm going to talk about. That
yes.
We should do exploits. We should do mighty things for God. We should do greater things for God this year. Attempt something greater. Win more soul for God this year. Let that be your aim. Let that be your target. Let that be your goal this year. That I'm going to win more soul for God. I'm going to achieve more for God this year. And once you are doing that thing for God, God is also going to take care of your need. Because think about others. Think about what you can also do for God. Try to win more souls. Try to pray more this year. Increase your prayers. You know, I keep on saying all the time that, you know, Muslims, our brother Muslims, they pray like 5 times a day. Jews pray 3 times a day. But we, the Christians, we don't have that capacity to go beyond that. So as a Christian, as a believer, this year 2023, do more for God. God is looking up to you to see what you can do for him. Win more souls. Read your Bible more than before. You know, try to do something for God this year. You know, most of the Christians sometimes feel like, oh, God is enough. God didn't need anything from us. You know, God needs something from you. God needs a soul from you. So win more souls this year for God. And that is where you get more blessing. When you think about others, God also think about you. But mostly, we think about ourselves. We are selfish. We think about our family, our immediate family, ourselves, what we can get from God. But this year, my fellow brothers and sisters, God is also looking up to you. Now, what are you also going to do for him? How many souls are you going to win for God? So let it be your target. Like this year, I'm going to win like 30 souls for God, 50 souls for God.
Yes.
And God will be happy for you. God will also do mightier things for you as you are doing for him. He will also do more than that. Because though they don't know their God, they shall be stronger and do exploit. At Daniel chapter 11, verse 33 says, you'll be stronger by doing the will of God. You'll be stronger by doing exploit, by going beyond, by attempting great things for God.
Yes.
By winning more souls for God, perishing. We're in the end time. A lot of people are perishing. But it is your responsibility as a believer to draw them near to God. Because God doesn't need anything from you. God doesn't need money from you. God doesn't need house from you. God doesn't need car from you. But the only thing God is looking up to you from you is a soul. It's a soul.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So make this target, as I said, to win more souls for God. Attempt great things. You know, many a times people, when they don't want to do something, they begin to give excuses. Oh, you know, because of my work, I cannot do this, I cannot do that. Because you don't want to do it, you find ways and means to say something, to give excuse. No.
Yeah.
If you are willing to do something, you find a way to do it. If you are prepared to do something, you surely find a way to do it. So this year, 2023, attempt great things for God. Attempt great things of God, and also pray. And also pray. Be a man of prayer. Be a woman of prayer. Because when you read 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3, it says that, for though we walk in flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of stronghold. Though we walk in flesh, but we do not walk after the flesh. Be a spiritual person this year. Be in spirit this year. John chapter 4, verse 24. God is a spirit, and if you want to worship God, you have to worship him in what? In spirit and in truth.
Yes.
Let your spiritual message be important to you this year. Because everything that happened to us happened spiritually. Everything that we see physically has already happened spiritually. So
yes.
If you want to succeed this year, be a man of prayer. Be a woman of prayer. Don't say, oh, God, I know God will do it for me. You know, many Christians, that's what they used to say. Oh, God will do it for me. God know my problem already. God know that I'm suffering from this disease. God know that I'm suffering from these sicknesses. God know everything. No. God know everything, but God is counting on you to report your problem to him before he attends. God doesn't interfere with affairs of man like that. No. Until you report your problem to God, God will also look at you like this. So be a man of prayer. Be a woman of prayer this year. Because there are a lot of forces that is working against us. There are a lot of spirits that are working against us. We know, you know, family we're coming from. We know the family altar that are fighting against us. We know the demonic spirit that is working against us. So be a man of war, prayer. Be a man of war, a woman of war, prayer. Don't sit down and say, God is going to do it for me. No. This year, increase your prayer line. Increase your prayer life. Be a spiritual person this year. Enter into the realm of the spirit and download all your information. Before something can happen to you, as I said already, it happens spiritually before. So if you don't pray and you sit down, things will go wrong, things will go bad, things will go against you. So this year, as we are going to do mighty things, as we are going to attend great things for God, we need to be in spirit all the time. We need to be a spiritual person. There are a lot of spirits walking around. If you look God, they will enter into you. They will possess you and you do something. You know, many Christians sometimes, you know, don't take their spiritual life seriously. They don't take it seriously. You cannot fight a spirit that you cannot see. You cannot fight them because they are not physically being that you can meet them and fight them. You can only fight them through your prayer and fasting. So before you can achieve something this year, brothers and sisters, my advice to you is that be prayerful. Be prayerful.
Yeah.
Wake up every night and pray. Pray for like 2 hours, 3 hours. Pray. If you need to pray 1 hour, this year increases. Do a mighty thing. Do a greater thing. 3 a.m., wake up and pray. Wake up and pray. 3 a.m., wake up. 12 a.m., wake up and pray. Because the warfare of our life, this our life, is a spiritual thing. This life, everything you see, everything you see physically like this, it has already happened spiritually. If you are going through certain kind of sicknesses, it has already happened spiritually. And it is through prayers and fasting that you can what, destroy the plans of the enemy. So brothers and sisters, all that I'm saying is that this year, attempt great things. Increase your prayer line. Increase everything. Win more souls for God. As you keep doing that, God will also take care of you. So I will not talk much, but I will end here with these two advice, that this year 2023 attempt what great thing for what for God, do exploit, go beyond your normal life, win more souls for God, and secondly, increase your spiritual life, increase your spiritual life, because everything that happens physically has already happened spiritually. So be a man of prayer. Be a woman of prayer. Amen.
Amen.
May God bless
all of us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Yes,
God bless
thank
God.
Jesus.
In the name of
so
Jesus.
We're going to pray because the man of God has emphasized prayer. And Jesus started with prayer. And ended with prayer. Prayer is the master key. Prayer is the key. Prayer is the key. Prayer is the master key. Jesus started with prayer. And ended with prayer.
Prayer
is the master key. Jesus started with prayer. This is January. This is January. Jesus started with prayer and ended with prayer.
Yeah.
So we are starting with prayer and we are going to end with prayer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this is the month of January. Jesus started with prayers and ended with prayer. Prayer is the master key. So the man of God has already said it, that prayer is the key to victory. Oh, yes. So we are going to pray. God, help us not to slow down. Help us to take new steps. Help us to do evangelism, to win souls, to pray more, to be involved more in the things of the Lord. Help us to do what you want us to do on earth, oh God. Yes, we need to pray. Shall we pray in the name of Jesus? Of everybody, those on Facebook, Twitter, those on LinkedIn, and all the social media, YouTube. Yes, let us begin to pray right now in the name of Jesus.
Let us attempt great things, O Lord.
We are retiring, O God. We are retiring, O God. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Touch our
life.
Change our life. Change our life. In the name of Jesus. Deliver from the enemy. In the
name of Jesus,
your hand, Father, be
God
with everybody here. Oh Lord, we pray and commit everyone here. Jesus, in the name of Jesus, increase our faith. Let them win more soul for you. Let them win more soul for you. Let them win more soul for you. In the name of Jesus, Jesus, let them win more soul for you. Also, in the name of Jesus, let. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, take absolute control of our lives. Holy Spirit, take control. Holy Spirit, take control. Holy Spirit, protect us. Holy Spirit, protect us. This year, let this year be the year of blessing. This year, let this year be the year of blessing. This year, let this year be the year of prosperity. In the name of Jesus. In the name
of Jesus. Walking against our destiny. We bind them, we cut them, we root them out.
Jesus,
we bind them.
We bind every negativity. We destroy their plans. We come against them. After principalities going from our family land, from our mother land, from our home, from our culture. Working against that, every pulling down spirit, we cancel it in the name of Jesus. We bury them in the name of Jesus. We cast them into the deepest path. In the name of Jesus. Liberty can carry a body, be hack and be revisioned. Liberty can be hack and that. Liberty can be returned, or be hack and barrack and or be hack and or be hack and be a machine. Liberty can be a hack and be a machine. Liberty can be a hack and be a machine. Liberty can be a hack and be a machine. Jesus, Reba hack and be a hack and be a machine. Liberty can do or be hack and die.
Crown everyone with success. Crown them with your loving kindness and your tender mercy. God, crown our effort with success. God, this year, crown our effort with success. Crown us with your loving kindness and tender mercy. God, give us open doors, open gates, opportunities, breakthroughs in every area of our life and ministry. In the name of Jesus, we receive from the throne of grace all that you have for us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Satan, lose your grip and hold. Satan, lose your grip and hold from everything that belongs to us. In the name of Jesus, the answer is the Lord and his fullness thereof. Yes, 1,000 cattle and 1,000 he belongs to my God. My Father owns the land. Jesus owns the land. No more for the devil to rule. My Father owns the land. Jesus owns the land. No more for the devil to use. Jesus owns the land. My Father owns the land. Jesus owns the land. No more for the devil to use. Jesus owns the land. Hey, the Messiah. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord, for you to strengthen every one of us, your servants, our members, our partners, our associates, our well-wishers, our wives, our children, our husbands, our relations, our friends. God, for you to strengthen every one of us, empower us, Lord, more grace than ever, more anointing, more favor, more grace upon our lives and ministries, Lord. We receive from the throne of grace. Your divine favor, divine grace, divine mercy, divine blessing, divine prosperity and abundance. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, God, for blessing us today. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. Yes, we thank God for man of God, for the divine. We are really edified by your teachings tonight. Thank you so much. The Lord continue to reward you and your wife and family. Divine health, divine healing, divine blessing in the name of Jesus Christ. And for as many that have joined us on Facebook and Twitter, link, and you are all welcome. God continue to bless you all in the name of Jesus. We have received the word of God today. There are two keys that are given to us today. One is Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. The other key is prayer, which the man of God emphasized when he was teaching. So we are going home with two keys. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, and then prayer is the key. So we have two keys we are going home with. And these two keys give us our breakthrough throughout this year in the name of Jesus Christ. We receive it. Yeah, we shall be doers of the word and not just hearers alone. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen and amen and amen. We want to stop here tonight. Next weekend, we have another section. And I tell you, God is going to be doing great things. We have more men of God and women of God coming in. Yesterday, we have so many people online preaching and teaching and ministering. So many men of God and women of God were online yesterday. Today, we just had just one. But Saturday, Sunday coming, we're going to have more of it. Yes, we thank God. And so we're going to draw the curtain here. We're going to say the grace. We shall continue Saturday, Sunday, next week. 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. For the 2 days, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Saturday, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. God bless you all. Thank you so much for your cooperation. The Lord reward you all abundantly in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Let's say the grace in fellowship, and may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all now and forevermore. Amen. All right. It's only you, Jesus. It's only you. It's only you, Jesus. Only you. It's only you, Jesus.